Adele at 94.9 The River with Ken and Deb at 8:09. And Jody Peterson from Interfaith Sanctuary is in studio with us right now. And we need some help getting some pizza. This is something rather new, Jody. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me in.
Yeah, okay, so what happened here? You were doing some brainstorming yesterday, right?
Yeah, I've been working really hard to try and solidify dinners on Saturday and Sundays at the shelter because we just don't have that. We have no kitchen, and we have a partnership with Life's Kitchen, but they can only serve Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had some meetings and was getting frustrated, and then I'm like, pizza. So I made some phone calls to see how much it would cost. And the place I landed, it was $132.50 to provide enough pizza every Saturday night. And I'm like, I'm just going to do a posting and see how many people would help us with a Saturday night. And the response was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It
so
was like,
this
we'll
is
help.
So that's, you got 52 Saturday nights to fill
exactly.
in a year.
Exactly.
And so that's $132.50.
Yes. And
so one person could do one.
They could choose one or two. Like, they can do whatever they want. It does have to be $133 because my Network for Good doesn't let you do
.50.
So okay, I
much easier
to
multiply that way, too.
All right. And so what happened here? You posted this on Facebook, and
everyone was like, I'll take a week, I'll take a week. I mean, our community is so amazing. I don't think I could do this work anywhere else.
So a lot of people have said they'll take a week, but those who have clicked all the way through to make the payment, we have eight so far.
We have eight so far.
We need 52.
To get 52, yeah.
That's for a year.
That's to cover every Saturday for 2019.
Right. But yeah. Then there'll be another year.
Sunday's already covered.
We have a program called Sunday Suppers that's through our interfaith community. They have commercial kitchens in several of the churches, and so they can come and prepare food for us. We're just working on that, so Saturday was that one that's out there with the gap.
What you're going to do with Saturday.
Exactly.
Okay. And this is pizza for families. In
this
a lot
is
of cases.
Pizza. Yeah, it's 164 guests that are staying with us, and we've got babies and teenagers and kids, and we don't get pizza at the shelter very much. It's actually, it's a treat. So every Saturday, knowing that you're going to get a couple slices,
yeah,
that's a good thing, and it's hard to be in a shelter on a weekend, so why not make it a little more fun?
I know, that does sound like fun.
Yeah.
So pizza.
Where can people go to make the donations?
They can go right to interfaithsanctuary.org, and we have a pizza thing. You just click on it, takes you right to the link, and you can sign up. You can sign up for one Saturday or two Saturdays, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, and that'd help out an awful lot. But, you know, just bring us up to speed what's going on with Interfaith right now, too.
Yeah.
You're the new executive director.
I am.
Congratulations.
That's brand new.
It's brand new. I'm excited. And we're actually about to open a new program that's focused on our mentally ill homeless community that has nowhere to be treated right now because of funding and lack of support. So we're opening our doors during the day for our chronically mentally ill who maybe are out on the street all day long and then come back to us so that we can try and stabilize them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bringing in programming and looking at things like equine therapy and art therapy and music therapy. And we're doing it like a test pilot program, identifying 12 of our guests who'd like to sign up for it. And I'm really excited about that. That's what got me into the homeless business in the first place was my fear for people who are mentally ill out on the street with no support.
Mm-hmm.
I had it in my family, and I saw how brutal it is even when you do have support.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. And we're working on some medical outreach, and we've got a daytime case management team now, so in February we'll be open during the day for the family side and for adult programming, and then we'll be a nighttime shelter also. Oh,
very nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Very once again, interfaithsanctuary.org is where you can go and then look for pizza.
It's right at the top of the website. Just click pizza,
okay,
and you're
so
in. 52
hello,
people.
River people, let's do it.
Let's
make it happen.
It'd be amazing.
Let's get the year taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
Jody,
you.
Good to see you again.
So good to see you guys.